Blog Talk Radio.
We want to say good morning, America.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners all over the world.
Yes.
We are so honored, Lord, for such a time as this,
yes,
that you have chosen us for,
yes,
this grand assignment.
Yes.
And we are honored to be able to stand here today to represent and be your daughters. Amen.
Estamos aquí representando a nuestro Padre Todopoderoso y gracias, Dios, por la oportunidad que nos da.
Yes.
Gloria a Dios.
Good morning to our studio audience. Good morning.
Bienvenidos a los que están aquí en el radio estación. Papá,
yes,
Patricio.
Yes.
Bendiciones.
Yes. He always geared up with his team. Just, can you have him come over here a minute, Lord?
Venga para acá.
It don't matter where. Sometimes he'd be where I'm not. Okay?
Yeah.
But
usted viene, woo, a todos lugares y en veces va a lugares donde ella no está, pero usted ahí está.
Yeah.
Representando,
yeah,
representing King Jesus.
Yeah. The King.
Del Rey de los Reyes. Representando al Rey de los Reyes.
So, Papa, gracias.
Gracias.
Yes. For the love.
Dijo que gracias. Gloria a Dios.
That is beautiful.
Yes, we appreciate,
yes,
that.
Yes,
that's, he said he'd be praying for us too.
All the time.
He's our papa. He says, I'll be praying for y'all. And I said, oh, gracias.
And we just speak volumes. That,
yeah,
just speaks volumes,
yes,
to us. So remember,
yes,
it's all about the fire today, y'all. This love,
yes,
letters. It's,
yes,
all about the fire,
yes,
today.
Yes, yes,
yes. Yes. And it's all about the
La palabra de Dios es lumbre, es fuego.
Come on now. Listen, we are cheering.
Yes.
For the King that
for
went
the King
and did so many things for us today.
Yes.
To, first of all, to be awake this morning.
Yes.
And to just give him honor, praise, and glory.
Le damos gloria porque, woo, nos despertó esta mañana.
Yes, because it's because of him.
Por él estamos aquí ahorita.
Yes, that we move and breathe and have our
podemos
being.
Respirar y podemos ir a todos.
Come
lugares,
on now.
Por
come
él
on now. So I'm just so honored to be in the community of love. Good morning to the DJs.
Le damos gracias a Dios que podemos estar en la comunidad.
That's so needed
and
in our
Gigi's
community.
Are here,
yes,
here.
The Gigi's are here. So I'm just so honored to be talking about what God is talking about.
Yes.
And we've really taught on this subject before, but we're teaching it in a whole different way today. Because we, mm-hmm, taught about how amazing it is, and it is fire. Because,
yes,
it is. You can say it, Laura.
La palabra de Dios es lumbre, es fuego.
It is that. But we want to talk to you today about the benefits.
Los beneficios. Vamos a hablar de los beneficios, de las promesas, de las letras de amor.
Yes. Because there are benefits in the kingdom and in the word of God.
Porque hay beneficios en el reino de Dios,
amen,
y en la palabra de Dios.
Yes. And we talk about it a lot of ways. There's so many different ways that you can bring this message. We talk about it in the promises.
Podemos hablar en muchos... en las promesas.
Because it is a book of promises.
Porque
the whole book.
Libro, todo este libro,
yes,
el libro de promesas.
And it's power.
Y es poder.
It's a book of power. It's a book. It's a weapon.
Es una pistola. ¡Pum! La pistola,
yeah,
más poderosa del mundo.
It's so many things. There's so,
sí,
many benefits. So
hay muchos beneficios en sus letras de amor.
Yeah. So we just want to encourage you today to pick up your sword today.
Yeah. Levante su...
Pick up your sword because we are always in a battle. And,
yes,
it's not the you know, the U.S. Army.
Yeah.
We in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
Hey.
No, estamos en el ejército del mundo. Estamos en el ejército del reino de Dios.
Yes.
And we were talking in the show before the show.
Yes.
And I was telling Marlo how we were talking about the eagle,
mm-hmm,
being in the nest. And then the eagle knows whenever when to push the babies off the nest and to start flying. And I said, that's why my Pastor Malo, my twin sister, does to me, okay? She pushes me, and I'm over here like a, but I'm going to get there. I'm going to learn, okay?
And then Papa brought the revelation to us this morning.
Yeah, Papa brought the revelation. Trajo la revelación, Papa.
Pastor did. And he told us, he says, that, and I didn't know this, but I should have, but I didn't, but now I did. Okay. Uh-huh. That while the eagles are in the nest,
que los águilas están en la,
the baby,
en el, ¿cómo se llama? El nido, los bebitos, cuando están adentro del nido, están practicando, están así.
Yes, while they're in the nest, they're practicing, they're
yes.
flapping,
yes.
practicing
yes.
how to fly.
Yes.
I should have known that, but it didn't click. So I pray that you're practicing today
yes.
because God has need of you. And whatever you're going to do, you better get your practice out.
Thank you, Papa.
Okay,
Jen.
Thank you, Papa. Jen. Bam! Yes.
Yeah.
So that's so prophetic.
Yeah. And then I was reading the scriptures, the Psalms 119 in Spanish, and there's a couple of words that I'm like, ooh, the struggle is real saying it. And then Papa was telling me, this is how you say it. This is how you pronounce it. And I'm pronouncing it, and he, you know, he encourages me.
Yeah,
like,
he's
if you
her.
Keep saying it and keep practicing it, God's gonna perfect it, which I know He is.
He does.
And I'm not scared. Okay,
yeah.
I'm not scared. Learning, growing, and knowing. And so He helped me. So Iron Chopper and Iron,
yeah.
that's beautiful.
And they helped me.
Papa por ayudarme.
Yeah, they helped me too because sometimes I'll be speaking it and I don't even know it. And what? Let me know it. It's Pastor Marco. Can you check me out? Yeah, and then when I say something, he could be at the front end, I'm at the back most of the time, and he turns around to me, oh, it just cracks him up. He's like,
yeah, and even Pastor Marcos, he said when he started reading the scriptures in Spanish too, they will laugh at him because
yeah.
you know he's not pronouncing it right, but he goes, but I'm not scared, I'm gonna get it right, and he's gotten better as the years went gone by. You know, we're students, y'all.
Yeah, and
come
on. And you know what else? Pastor Rick, I have to send my shouts out to him this morning because he is intentionally, he's got to be intentional.
Yes, tenemos que ser intencionalmente.
Intentionally taking Spanish.
Está aprendiendo español.
He's learning. God is going to do something
Pastor
to him.
Pastor Rick Paul está aprendiendo español.
Yeah. Está
yendo a la escuela para estudiar el idioma español.
Because y'all know he loves tacos.
Yeah. No, and then we have a sister named Elizabeth that her and her husband connected with us in the park. Tenemos una hermana que se llama Elizabeth que vendieron su casa. They sold their house to start serving God.
Oh, yeah. I remember
but she goes and she starts talking to me and Patty and she got her app in Spanish. And then she starts saying, buenos dias, como estas? Buenas tardes, como estas? And she's there saying it to
learning,
us. And we're
learning,
looking at
learning,
her like,
learning.
Girl, you got this. So every time she comes to the park, she gets the phone, her app, and she starts pronouncing what she wants to say to us. And even Patty smiles, you know, she's like, oh, my God. But she's like that every time she comes
That's
to the park.
Beautiful.
And she's going to learn Spanish.
Oh,
va a aprender.
Good morning, Miss Josie, Pastor
Marcos.
Rick, and Brother Pastor Marcos.
Marco, we're talking about y'all.
Yeah,
people.
Bam, bam. Look at Pastor
Rick. Gloria. Rick, come vivo. Gloria a Dios. Buenos días. Está aprendiendo español.
Yes. Wow.
Yep.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Mama Susan.
Yes.
Butterfly.
Yes.
Yes. A great heart. And she makes an effort. That's
yes.
right.
Yes. Yes.
It's all about
Thank you,
being
Marcos.
Intentional.
They're helping me too, you know. Too.
Yeah.
The struggle is real sometimes, y'all,
yeah.
but I'm like, oh, I'm going to get it right one of these days.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You today, listen, all we have is today, everybody. And we're going to function in what we have today.
Yes.
It's
yes.
enough. For today to fill it up.
That counts.
That's right. And we just walk in it today because, you know, we can't be stressing about tomorrow.
Yeah.
It is promised. We just may be on the other side. Okay. We just may be over there with Jesus and everybody that's already waiting and working on our behalf and to meet us there. Or if you're still here on this side, just serve. Like Poppy said, she brought that powerful message, right, Mama Dali, on Sunday.
Yeah.
Listen, just know you at the king's table.
Tuvimos un poderoso hermana Patty y trajo la palabra el domingo y dijo que todos estamos sentados en la mesa del reino.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and you know, we got to act like we're daughters of the king. We got to know who we are.
Saber quién somos, hijas del rey.
Yes, and sons and daughters of the most high,
yes.
kings and priests.
Yes,
I mean,
el rey de todo padre, todo poderoso,
yes.
creador del cielo y de la tierra. Tienes que saber quién eres tú.
Come on, man. I believe means that we're in an identity crisis. I'm writing a message on that. We are in such an identity crisis.
Porque ahorita mucha gente no saben quién son.
Yeah, we don't stand up in authority and take what God has already done.
No, levantamos con la autoridad que Dios nos da en su palabra.
Come on
ya
now.
Ya es tiempo que se le... que nos levantemos.
We too busy worrying about what's going on in the news.
Yeah, estamos muy preocupados
de
qué está pasando en el mundo.
Come on, man.
And worry about what other people are saying. Don't worry about it. Just do what God's telling you to do and
yeah.
get better and practice and be persistent, diligent,
yeah.
and just do it like Nike.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Do it.
No más hazlo.
It's the word.
Es la palabra. Es la palabra de Dios.
Nothing, Pastor Marco says, nothing else matters or should matter because in the presence of the King, your attention should be on the King.
That's
then when you get in that posture, that's all that really, like he's saying, that's all that matters. And really,
right.
you don't even think about nothing else.
Sí. Porque cuando estás
yeah.
en las cosas de Dios, todo lo que vas a pensar es nomás en las cosas del reino y del rey.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Susan says the good news, share his love. And
esperanza.
Hope, because
mm-hmm.
there is hope in Christ
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And that's all we're here to talk
esperanza
about.
En la palabra de Dios.
The importance of being in his love letter,
uh-huh. so
which is his word.
Yes.
It's so important because it's very beneficial that we become knowledgeable in the word.
Hay muchos beneficios estar en el entendimiento de la palabra de Dios.
Because guess what? Guess who else know the word?
Yeah. ¿Sabes quién más sabe
the
la palabra?
Devil.
El diablo también sabe
he
la palabra.
Knows the word. He knows God. He knows what heaven is. He was in
él
all
sabe
of that.
Lo que es estar en el cielo. Él sabe todo eso.
And that's why he used the word. He will use the word on you too. He used it on Jesus.
Dice por eso él también
Come
puede
on,
yeah. usar la palabra contra ti. Lo se lo hizo a Jesucristo también.
So it's just time for us to stand up.
So es tiempo de que
Come
nos levantemos.
Now. And tell the devil it is written.
Y dile al okay. enemigo que está escrito
yes.
ya.
Yes.
La palabra, las letras de amor.
Woo, yes.
¡Qué poder!
Es fuego. Just listen, America. This is God's love letter.
And
it is fire.
Yes.
It will
fuego.
Burn up some stuff. It's a sword. We didn't
yes.
talk about that today, but the word of God has the power to convict us. It really does.
Tiene el poder de traer convicción.
But more so, to teach us.
Es para enseñarnos.
To teach us what? To teach us truth.
Que enseñarnos la verdad.
And lead us.
Y guiarnos.
Into righteousness.
A estar bien con él.
Which is right standing with the
estar
Father.
Bien, con el Padre.
So we're going to come out of Psalms 119 today.
Vamos a ir al Salmos 119.
And I'm so excited about the word of God because the word is life changing.
La palabra es cambio.
And it's life sustaining.
Sí, él nos que nos
Woo.
Fortaleza.
And it's life giving.
Y él nos da vida.
Because if you're hanging
para
out with someone and they're not like kind of like flowing like you flow in the kingdom, by the time you hanging out, you got to realize if they're not leveling up in the things of God, then that's not your tribe.
Sí. Si estás con personas que no están en las cosas del reino y no quieren las cosas del reino. So, tienes que cortar esa amistad.
Because you know what? If you if they not transition with you, you will be transitioning
Porque
with
si
them.
Porque si no, te siguen
Come
a ti, ellos, tú lo vas a seguir a ellos. Ellos te van a guiar en lugar de las cosas del reino.
And that's what we say, check yourself.
Por eso decimos
before
que...
Before you wreck yourself.
Yeah. Thank you for your patience about translating. I'm learning, growing, and knowing.
Talk about some of the benefits this morning. The benefits of God's work.
Los beneficios de la palabra de Dios.
Yes, because we want to be life changers,
Queremos
world
que,
changers.
Que la gente cambie, el mundo cambie con la palabra de Dios.
We're going to slow roll our teaching because this is going to be some other weeks that we.
Vamos a hacer despacio la palabra, la enseñarla, porque va a ser como a lo mejor va a ser parte dos.
So the first thing we want to talk about is the word of God leads us to joy.
La palabra de Dios nos da alegría.
Not happiness, okay? Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
Hay una diferencia.
Because happiness depends on what your mood is.
Uh-huh.
But joy
alegría.
Is all about who God is.
Poder saber quién Dios
and
es.
God in you.
El Dios que está dentro de ti.
Because, so, listen, this is kind of like a little study for everybody.
This
month of August.
De agosto.
Psalms 119 is our study.
It's a
lot of meat in that and a lot of nuggets.
Hay mucha carne en este salmo.
So let's just go to verse 2. Are you there in What does Warren say?
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our
Thank
hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
Espíritu Santo sigue manifestándote en nuestros corazones.
Come on now.
Y dice en el Salmos 119, versículo 1. Dice, bienaventureros los perfectos de camino, los que andan en la ley de Jehová.
And you can read 2 as well.
Bienaventureros los que guardan sus testimonios.
Come on now.
Y con todo el corazón le buscan. Woo, todo el corazón.
That's so beautiful. This is well, this is Psalm.
Yes, Psalm 119.
So we're reading. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So here in the King James, well, this is the NIV. It says, "How happy are those whose way is blameless, who walk according to the Lord's instruction. Happy are those who keep his decrees and seek him with all thy heart."
And the instruction, it has an exclamation mark, okay?
Yeah. So the NLT just breaks it down so much. Blessed are those who keep his testimony,
mm-hmm.
who seek him with their whole heart. That's why it's so important. And I love testimony service.
Yes,
Laura,
yes.
We do that every Sunday.
Sí, en nosotros los domingos en la Casa de Gloria, le damos gloria a Dios. En la Casa de Gloria, we give God glory.
Yeah.
Hablamos de todos los testimonios.
Yeah, it's so powerful.
Yes, well, hay poder en los testimonios.
And you know, I just encourage you to just, when you start opening your word,
cuando abres la palabra,
really study the word.
Que tenemos que estudiarla.
Study the word to show yourself approved.
Y tenemos que estudiarla.
Okay, because NLT translates the word blessed as joyful.
Sí.
Okay, and the word can also be translated as happy.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing and seeking God through his word is a joy-filling activity, and who's among us doesn't need some joy? I don't know about you.
La palabra de Dios es alegría, y quien no quiere alegría, y es lo que es la palabra de Dios.
And you know, like, I love how Papa Jack teaches on that. The mandate of a Christian is to sin less. To sin less. And,
y nosotros los pecadores,
so
nosotros cuando pues, estamos estudiando la palabra, vamos a pecar menos. Vamos a pecar menos porque Dios nos está guiando y enseñando y and he brings conviction.
Yeah,
and that's
what the word
es lo que la palabra va a hacer.
Yeah, and when you stay in the word,
cuando te quedas
it's
estás
a mirror.
La palabra, es un espejo. La
yeah.
palabra de Dios es un espejo.
You'll see you before you see me.
Tú te tienes que ver
Come
tú mismo antes de que veas a alguien más.
And I'm going to see me before I see you.
Sí, antes de que
And it's just the truth.
La verdad.
And God begins to deal with us internally, which
sí.
is our truth,
yes.
who we really are. Because
yes.
this is just flesh. We're so caught up on the flesh, how our hair look, or we look, if we tan enough, if we too dark. Ah, we're just too caught
what
up in
dry,
our
life. What you
if you're too skinny, if you're too fat. And we're not even checking our spirit, man.
Dice que muchas veces nomás estamos fijándonos en la apariencia de afuera. Todo. ¿Cómo te, que traes puesto, que no traes, que... Y dicen, nadie anda buscando lo de adentro del corazón.
Yeah, because you can be fat, though, but fat for Jesus.
Puedes estar gordo, pero gordo para Cristo.
Come on now. Faithful, available, and teachable.
Yes.
Come on now. Because if you're not learning something every day, I tell people all the time that I learned so many things from my 18-month-old grandpa.
O sea, aprendemos muchas
oh,
cosas
my
nuevas.
Gosh.
Hasta ella aprende cosas de su nieto de 18 meses.
Yeah.
Enseña cosas.
Because what's so powerful about the word, it just keeps us from sinning.
We sin less.
And I love it in verse 9 where he says, how can a young man keep his way pure? That's a question. How? By guarding it according to the word of God. By the word of God.
De que cómo podemos estar puro. Pero estamos puros en la palabra de la como la palabra nos guía.
It's so powerful.
Es poderoso,
you know, when we think about it, because it is fire, and it'll burn up some stuff in us.
Se va a quemar muchas cosas de adentro que no son de Dios.
It will. It's burned up a lot of things in you, Lord.
Yeah, and me too.
You know.
A mí también me ha sacado muchas cosas que ha quemado, me ha deliberado, me ha limpiado. Yeah, especially
yeah.
the way what used to come out of my mouth back in the day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. You know?
What, man, you know what really got me, and I love it when Papa Jack teaches on that series. Of chapter James, the book of James.
En el libro de...
The best way he brings that word and break it down is so powerful because it talks about so many things. I love the word of God, and it talks about how we tame our tongue in chapter 3. We got to learn it's the smallest member of our whole body, but we can hurt people, kill people. We can lift people up with it. We can speak life. We can speak death. I mean, we have
to tener cuidado con la lengua porque la lengua puedes declarar muchas cosas. Puedes hablar vida. Puedes hablar muerte. Puedes lastimar a la gente. So tenemos que tener mucho cuidado qué es lo que.
And it's so true, and that's what I love because what really James tells us is to check ourselves. Look at yourself before you start trying to look at other people.
Yes.
Check you. What are you saying? What are you doing? Like Laura says, don't worry about what everybody else is doing. What is God calling you to do?
Yes. Dice, no te preocupes lo que está haciendo otra gente. Tú tienes que estar en lo que Dios tiene para ti, lo que tú tienes que hacer y aún estás tú con Dios.
Come on now, because our first instinct in the natural is to just want to slap people in the back of the head.
Porque dice ella, la natural, en veces quiere darle cachetadas.
It's just the truth.
Es la verdad, pero no lo va a hacer, pero si no, no lo va a hacer. Pero es la verdad.
Without Jesus, si no fuera por Jesucristo.
Uh-huh.
Because God's word is like a trained guard put in place to keep peace. It is, to keep the peace. When we use it accordingly, it can keep us from straying. But when we ignore it, we have little hope of not wandering. Because we're wanderers. And we it's like a baby that, you know, like my little 19-month-old grandson, if we don't watch him, he'll wander off. He's a baby. He don't know.
La palabra de Dios es como un bebé.
Si
no lo cuidas, te va a perder. Así
yes.
Como nosotros, si no estamos en las cosas de Dios, en la palabra, también nos perdemos.
Yeah, we have to put locks on the cabinets because he'll be in the cabinet. He'll be in anything.
Tiene que...
And that's why, as children of God, we are like babies. Some of us need to do get off the bottle and get on the meat. Come on now. But when you get on the meat, you get in the Word. You get deep, you dive deep into it because it's like I said, it's like a trained guard in place. It keeps us from straying and getting into stuff that we don't need to be in.
Sí, porque si la palabra nos dirige y nos guía y luego no nos metemos en cosas que no debemos de meternos.
And it's just the truth.
Es la verdad.
You know, this is a simple teaching. It's so simple, but it's what keeps us rudder in the right place.
Yes.
And it keeps us settled down in peace. We don't get all caught up in the stuff and what people got going on, what they doing. Just get somewhere and sit down and that's why God says, be still and know that I'm God. And the third point we want to make is it offers free counseling. If you're struggling and you feel like, and it's good to have people to talk to, but listen, don't be talking to everybody. Can we say that?
Sí. Si quieres hablar con alguien, no hables con mucha gente. Primeramente tienes que estar hablando con Dios y que Él te dirige en su palabra porque es la única mente que... Él se va a dirigir.
Yes.
Si andas pidiendo consejo de la gente, entonces no estás siguiendo a Dios. Porque then if you want to get other people's thoughts or opinions, then you're not going to be guided and led by Jesus.
Right. Uh-huh. It'll be by emotions.
Mm-hmm. Porque lo vas a seguir tus emociones. That's why I was sharing with you, Pastor Malo, that anything God tells me to do or anything you tells me, Él me dice a mí antes de que alguien me lo diga. He'll say to me before Pastor Malo calls me 10 minutes before. 10 minutos antes. Pero that's when I know. That's how I know.
Right.
God is speaking to me because he already spoke to me first.
Right.
Porque yo estoy en un lugar con Dios que cuando él me dice algo primero, luego alguien más lo confirma.
Yeah.
And that's how you start.
And that's that intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
That's that dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Not the monologue. Dialogue, because monologue is one-sided, dialogue is two-sided.
Yes.
Okay, when you're talking to God, he's talking to you, but more so, he's talking to you first, okay? Because let me tell you, your testimonies are, this is what God says, your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors.
Mm-hmm.
It's so beautiful when we, how many times do we feel that we need advice? You know, we're going through something, and we like, I just need to talk to somebody. We encourage you to talk to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Sí, porque hay muchas veces que pasamos cosas y cuántas veces queremos que alguien nos diga, pero no, tenemos que hablar con Dios primero, que Él nos diga.
It's true. So we have to ask ourselves, how many times have I needed perspective? This is just a question. I know for me, too many times to count. Too many. But God's word is the best kind of counselor.
Mm-hmm.
It really
is. El mejor consolador.
It is. And you know, when you're in that intimate place, you pray. And then it's good to have spiritual people in your life, because I'm grateful for my spiritual leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for my spiritual love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Es bonito tener gente en tu vida que son espirituales.
And it's good to have that, because, you know, you have people that will tell you, you know, that's not the way to do that. Or if they lining up and siding up with your emotional side, those are not your leaders. Okay?
Yes. Diciendo cosas de tus emociones y te están diciendo que sigas tus emociones, entonces no son gente que Dios te ha mandado líderes, no son líderes.
Because your leaders, your true leaders will tell you what thus said the Lord.
Tus verdaderos líderes te van a decir lo que la palabra dice. Y te van a enseñar en la palabra.
Yeah, and they maybe want to slap the people too with you.
A lo mejor
but they don't, you don't know that.
Una cachetada a la gente, pero no lo van a hacer contigo tampoco.
Because a lot of times there's some things going on in Laura's life. I've been wanting to slap people with her. Probably
yeah.
But more than her. But I have to show her in the word,
ella
right?
Me tiene que enseñar en la
well,
palabra.
God is saying this is the way,
uh-huh,
the truth,
uh-huh,
and the life.
Sí.
You know, and we have to understand that. So we're just
yo
encouraging
el camino
you
y la luz. Uh-huh.
Get in your word. Because
yeah,
it offers free counseling. It offers you... it keeps you from sinning less,
yes,
okay?
No pecas tanto.
And it leads you into joy.
Yes.
Come on now, who
yes
do not want any
yes
of this good
no
stuff?
Quiero. And Pastor Marlo, and I'm gonna share this right here. I'm gonna share this dream. Este es un sueño. So God gave me a dream. Yo me di un sueño donde yo traigo una canasta where I had a basket, and the basket was full of bread. Y había mucho pan. And I was going in and out of the church, and I was passing the loaves of bread. But so many people were in a hurry to get in, get out. They were like, no, we don't want it. We don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
When God gave me that dream, I didn't understand it. Cuando yo tuve ese sueño que yo tenía una canasta de pan, yo le quería a la gente, y mucha gente no quería. Entraba y salía. Y en el pan había luz, and in the bread, there were flies. So I didn't understand it, right? But then God gave me the interpretation later. The meaning was that, like right now, yo conozco mucha gente que está pasando por cosas. Ya que me dicen el problema, les doy la Biblia.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime somebody's going through something, I go through the word of God, which is the bread of life.
Yeah.
Porque la Biblia es el pan de vida, ¿verdad? And I said, well, if that's your struggle, here's some scriptures. Aquí hay unas escrituras que eso te va a ayudar. Pero no quieren. But they don't want to receive it, or they don't want it, or they're not ready, or
right,
I don't know,
right,
no
right
sé. And, well, I was thinking, so yo estaba pensando, le digo, no puede ser lo que tú estás pensando, it can't be what you're thinking, it has to be the bread of life, la palabra de Dios.
Yeah.
Y muchos quieren que los ayudes, pero no quieren que el pan, la palabra de Dios is the bread of life.
That's
right. But a lot of people are so in a hurry, están a la carrera, entrando,
uh-huh,
saliendo. And it's not just a church building. We are the churches,
right,
wherever we at. Because I'm in the streets, I'm here. But they want you to hear their opinions, what they want, instead of the bread of
right
life, en lugar
right
de la palabra de Dios. So for me, yo les digo, yo no te puedo ayudar si no recibes el pan de vida.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't help you if you're not going to receive the bread of life.
Because
right the only thing, lo único que va a traer transformation is the only thing that's going to bring transformation, because
right
it's fire, you
that's
know
right
and it's
right
alive. And so anyway, so I'm understanding, and even with me too,
yeah,
you know, I'm learning, you know, and it has to be lined up with this.
Yeah, that's so powerful, because you know that's a setup from the Holy Spirit, because
mm-hmm
it leads us to point number four.
Punto número cuatro.
It guards us against the trap of self-seeking.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Because remember the topic, are you seeking or are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
If you're seeking,
buscando a Dios o estás pensando?
If you're seeking more than you're thinking, this is where your answer lies, is in the word. Because listen, I love it in verse 36 in Psalms 119. It says, incline my heart to your testimonies and it does not bring self-gain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So why is it so important? Because self-seeking is a trap, y'all. It's a trap, and it does not lead to the fulfillment of the promise.
Sí, porque si estás buscando lo que tú quieres, tus pensamientos, no te va a dirigir a las palabras, al camino de Dios, a lo que la palabra dice.
But it leads to emptiness.
se va a llevar donde vas a estar vacía.
Come on now.
Vacío.
But yet, to pursue God above our own interest is to find the gratification what we're really looking for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So these are the questions that you have to ask yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the things that make you go,
I
have been like, you know, so self-centered, wanting what I want, how I want it, and it's not even for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the frustration comes in. It's a trap.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
And it does not lead to the fulfillment of God's promise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, amen. And I have a friend that she hasn't been coming to church. No ha estado viendo a la iglesia. Tengo una amiga. Because she's worried about what people are going to think and say because she fell off the wagon. Porque ella está preocupada porque la gente dice en la iglesia. She goes, I already know as soon as I go into church, they're going to say, where you been? What you been doing? And I said, so? Just tell them you're going through something and you're back. Because God, he said, he that begin a good work is faithful to complete. You got to come back. Because if you stay home, si te quedas en la casa, you isolate yourself, the enemy's going to, te va a atormentar el enemigo. Si te quedas en la casa y no, dejas que Dios entra a tu corazón, that God will come to your heart, then it's going to be, it's going to mislead you. You're going to be more depressed. Deprimida,
absolutely,
¿verdad?
Absolutely.
And
but
then that's it.
That's a trap.
Yes. And then that goes back. You have to be set free from people.
Then you got to get rooted.
And get rooted with Jesus.
Yes.
Tienes que estar
en
la raíz fuerte en la palabra con Dios. Así no te vas a mortificar. No te va a importar que diga quién. Pero tú tienes que, you just got to worry about what Jesus says.
Okay. Listen, while you're on this earth, you're going to make mistakes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you will, but the only person we have to understand that the enemy is we're our own worst enemy.
Nosotros somos el peor enemigo.
Yeah, so you are over there being idle,
whoever
was talking to, because it happens to us too.
Yeah.
And while you're idle, it's the devil's workshop.
Yeah.
He is going to, it's like a boxing match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because people say, well, I'm just not going to go back to church, or I'm this and that. And that's, you know what? Listen, you got to be hungry for the things of God, you know, and it don't matter because the church is a hospital.
It's an hospital.
And it's full of people who are struggling just like you. Okay?
Yeah.
They're just not, some people don't care what people say. They still going to get back on that's the same thing.
For
God,
yeah.
Right.
Gloria a Dios.
Yes, you know. But you have to know that. So the word of God, we're talking about these amazing benefits. It guards us against the trap of our own self.
Nos protege de estar buscando a nosotros mismos y no a Dios.
Yes,
es una trampa.
It's so
cuando
important.
El enemigo te ataca la mente.
Come on now.
Pero tienes que ir a la palabra. You have to go to the word.
Yeah.
Bread of life.
Yes. And it's benefits. God has benefits laid up
porque
for his
Dios
children.
Tiene beneficios
en
su palabra, en sus letras de amor.
Yes. It's so powerful. So we're going to talk about kind of point number five here. It gives us hope. The word gives us hope.
Nos da esperanza.
I just love God because he continues to help us.
Él nos ayuda.
And guide us.
Nos guía.
Into the truth.
A toda verdad.
But you know, the word also tells us that there will be a time where the truth will become a lie and the lie will be the
porque
truth.
Porque va a haber un día que la verdad van a decir que es mentira y la mentira van a creer que es la verdad.
And if you don't get in the word and find
si
out
no
for yourself.
Y si no sabes la palabra y no sabes.
Come on now.
Tú misma?
Yeah.
O tú mismo te vas a perder, vas a estar you're gonna be lost. Perdida.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? It's already a lost and hurting world.
Ahorita hay mucha gente que está perdida en el mundo.
And we have to be the light, y'all.
Nosotros tenemos que ser la luz.
And stand up in the things of God.
Y tenemos que estar atados en las cosas de Dios. Tenemos que levantarnos.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. And it's just like Marine Park, Pastor Malo. You know, we intercede, and then we have other intercessors that have been doing it for years in that area. But God is bringing the little children from the neighborhood, and it's lots of them.
Yeah.
And some of the children bought the parents. You know, los niños están trayendo los papás. And not about power, but not about his spirit. It's el Espíritu Santo que está haciendo. So I'm so grateful to God as we're obeying his word. when we following his word, mm-hmm. porque nos está guiando Dios, because we are fishers of men.
Yeah.
Somos pescadores de hombres. And God is touching lives
wow.
in a mighty way. Dios está tocando almas en un grande mente, espiritual, física. We have two people, dos personas que están en el parque, que ya tienen trabajo, ya tienen lugar donde vivir. We had testimonies. We had, there's two guys that were in the park, and now they got a job, and they have a place to live.
That's
and
beautiful.
When I see, cuando yo miro eso, it's happening because we're following the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're getting the word of God. Están agarrando la vida, el pan de vida, the bread of life,
yeah.
Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Los martes, jueves, y domingo, for his glory. Y todo es para la gloria de Dios. And every one of them, they share testimonies every Sunday. Mr. Gilbert, el hermano Gilbert también, Dios lo ha deliberado de drogas y ahora está, y alcohol, ahora va y canta. And Mr. Gilbert, he's been set free. Now he be singing with the worship team.
Him, yeah.
And it's just, my heart just rejoices, Pastor Malo. Mi alma me da, mi corazón me da alegría. Porque eso le va a traer gloria a Dios. Because that's his love letter, su letra de amor, su pan de vida va a traerle gloria a Dios. It's going to bring God glory.
Amen.
So we got to continue to let the bread of life guide us. El pan de vida.
Amen. But you have to want it.
Pero tienes que quererlo.
You have to want it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's why we're talking about hope. Because it gives hope. You know, so
yeah.
Let's read verse 43 in your...
El verso 23 de Salmos,
uh-huh.
el Salmos 1:19, verso de 43 dice, no quites de mi boca en ningún tiempo la palabra verdad, porque en tus juicios espero, porque
Amen.
En tus juicios espero.
It says here, never take the word of truth from my mouth, for I have hope. In your judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And 44 reads, I will always obey your instruction
mm-hmm.
forever
mm-hmm.
and ever.
Y el 44 dice, guárdate tu ley siempre, para siempre, eternamente.
Because we have hope in God's instruction.
Tenemos esperanza en cuando Dios nos guía.
And it's not because they are restricted, but because they are redemptive.
See,
okay? Where God commands, he also promises.
Mm-hmm.
So where God gives little room for wavering, he makes great space for blessing.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
really does. He grants us all of these
yeah.
amazing benefits,
mm-hmm.
but we kind of stay caught in this lost place
mm-hmm.
of our emotions and what we're feeling and what people are thinking, rather than what God is saying.
Sí, porque mucha gente se pierden las emociones porque no están buscando el pan de vida, las letras de amor para que los guíe.
And
yes.
it takes me to the place where the word of God says, whose report will you believe?
Dice, como, dice, lo lleva a un lugar de la palabra que dice, ¿a quién vas a, qué reporte vas a creer?
And then it says, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord.
Dice, yo voy a creer el reporte de Dios, de la
That's
palabra
so
de Dios.
It's so powerful.
Eso es poderoso.
It brings freedom, y'all.
Trae libertad.
Come on, that's another benefit. It brings freedom.
Beneficio de Dios. Libertad de Cristo. Es libertad.
Yes, it brings freedom. I mean, I just love it when God does. It will allow us really in an open place.
Nos deja caminar libre en lugares
amplios. You have no boundaries. You have so much, you know, to we haven't even begun to tap into the things.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the things that God has in store. Come on now. It says, I shall walk in a wide place and I have sought your precepts.
Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome. So I'm just grateful for the freedom because true freedom is not found in living however I want. True freedom is found through living in right relationship to God.
La libertad de
yes.
verdad es estar en tener relación con Dios.
Because God's commandments, which is his instruction, provides the boundaries for doing so.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Pero los mandamientos de Dios, los mandamientos son los que nos va a dirigir.
And it's so comforting.
Mm-hmm.
It's so comforting.
Pues esperanza, gracias Dios, que es la única manera que vamos, nos vas a guiar. It's the only way he's going to guide us.
And I'm just so grateful to be free, you know, get set free from, first of all, myself.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Somos libres de nosotras mismas.
Yeah. Because we are our own worst critics. and then getting set for
Porque nosotros
people.
Somos los peores, las peores críticas.
Yes. And then that way you can, but it's good to have people in your life though. I'm not, you know, please don't try to take the word, this word out of context.
No le quite la palabra.
You know, we all need each other.
Que nos necesitamos unos a los otros.
Yes. But,
amen.
But have a discerning spirit in this hour and know. And watch, and just be a fruit inspector. If they don't have no fruit, then they don't have no fruit.
Tiene que ser un inspector de fruta. Si no tienen fruta en su vida, ten cuidado.
It's like, everybody wants to go to the marriage counselor. Well, if you're going to go find the marriage counselor, you're going to find out how many times they've been divorced. Hello?
Si vas a ir que alguien te hable de un casamiento.
Because if they've been divorced 50 times,
si vas con alguien que
what
te
can
de,
they
te
tell you?
Diga, ya se divorciaron como cinco veces, entonces, ¿qué te van a decir?
And then you want to go talk to the people about how to have financial freedom, and then they broke. What is going on? I mean, no fruit, no root. It's just the truth.
Yes.
And we have to be mindful. That's why we encourage you to get in the Word, because mm-hmm. God will tell you about your finances.
Mm-hmm.
He will tell you about our tongue. He will tell you about our sin. It will tell us
yes,
about everything
yes,
that
yes,
we're going through.
Yes.
And it'll show us how to
yes.
make the crooked way straight.
Sí, el Dios nos va a guiar y nos va a decir la verdad y todo lo que está chueco nos va a dirigir derecho.
Yeah.
And
it's so
well, it's just like I was sharing with you, Pastor Malo, that I was struggling for 3 years trying to get my pasaporte.
Yeah.
But I had warriors and I was knowing and believing God that he was going to give it to me, and he did. And there was a process, but I was still knowing that he's God,
right.
Como quiera yo,
still serving,
still sirviendo,
mm-hmm.
still knowing that it was coming. And and God, I, you know, don't give up, just be persistent,
yeah.
be diligent, be
yeah.
trust God Almighty, because he said it is finished, hasta hecho. But he did say that in this world we will have troubles to
Come
take
on,
part. Él dijo que iba a haber problemas. Pues dijo, agarra corazón, que él ya provino todo. Ya tiene, ya ganamos. Ya está, it is done. It is
yeah.
finished.
And I love how the Holy Spirit set that up, because our point number 7 is it brings comfort in affliction.
Mm-hmm. Va a traer en aflicciones,
mm-hmm.
te va a traer esperanza.
So that's so powerful that he's telling us that, because like what you were saying, no matter what, the conflict is, because the enemy is a robber. He'll even get in your finances and try to figure out how to sift you like wheat. He's just too much. But we're not giving him glory. We're just
no,
talking
no,
about
no,
how,
no,
he,
glory.
How he operates. He don't have no new tricks. That's
yeah.
He got the same
yeah.
ones he used on Adam and Eve. Okay? But what he does is he makes us point the finger at our own self. Because remember, when you point one finger at somebody else, you got three more.
Cuando apuntas el dedo a alguien, tú tienes cuatro más apuntándote a ti.
Yes, but God, this word brings comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the midst of affliction.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it, because that's what verse 50 talks to us about.
Mm-hmm.
This is my comfort in my affliction.
Mm-hmm.
Your promises have given me life.
Sí, en el Salmo 50 dice, ella es mi consuelo, es mi aflicción, porque tú dicho que ha bendictado todo.
So guess what, church? No matter the circumstance.
No importa las circunstancias.
No matter. The
no
word
importa.
Of God.
La palabra de Dios.
Release.
Yes.
Nothing else can.
Ya nada más te va a dar esperanza más que la palabra
because
de Dios.
His promises are true and standing firm in
yes.
every situation.
Yes. Su palabra son fuerte y en toda situación.
He's going to bring you through it.
Mm-hmm.
He will. And
sí.
sometimes God, people want God to remove the situation, but a lot of times we have to go through it
mm-hmm.
so that when we come out on the other side, we're stronger than what we were before we even.
Sí, porque todas las cosas que pasamos, Él nos enseña, nos da fortaleza.
Mm.
¿Verdad, Pa? Nos da fortaleza de todo lo que pasamos.
Mm-hmm.
Todos, ya dijimos. And then He teaches peace.
Yeah.
Y luego paz.
Yeah. And you make it through so you can help somebody else.
Para que tú lleves a alguien
yeah.
más. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you have the on-hand experience.
Yeah.
Of what that person that you're trying to help go through
yeah.
as you encourage them, because you know a lot of people try to help people that ain't never been through
yeah.
nothing, and,
yeah.
and so that's the part I love it when Mama Dali teaches it. You can have sympathy, but you won't have empathy.
That's right,
because you ain't never been through nothing,
yeah.
you know. And you may say, well, I feel bad for them, and then like a speed bump, they keep moving. But when you done been through some stuff, you know how to stand with people
yeah.
and how to waver with
yeah.
them, and how to pray them through and walk with them, you know.
Yeah. I had a conversation with Sister Diane Kelly. She
ah,
told me to tell you hello.
Hello.
About 2 days ago. And she goes, you know, Laura Kelly, we hadn't talked in a while. She's in El Paso. And she was like, we haven't talked. And she goes, man, I've been going through some stuff. But every time, siempre que estoy pasando algo, I would say, okay, Laura Kelly can make it. I know I can make it.
That's right. That's right.
And my brother, too. He goes, well, me and my wife, we're struggling with sometimes with finances. And then we're like, wait a minute, we're both working. But God, my sister can make it, and we can make it.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, thank you, Lord, that I'm an encouragement.
Yeah. And that place is really all about stewardship. But that's another topic for another day.
Yeah. But they're going to learn. They're going to get it right.
Yeah.
I'm praying, and we're praying. Estamos declarando la palabra de Dios en la familia.
And this is what's so powerful that we're going to, like, we're not closing, but this is kind of what we're going to kind of transition out. Until next Tuesday, but this is what's so powerful.
Eso es lo que es poderoso.
The Word of God, it gives us something to sing about.
No, that is para
Come on now.
Adios.
It gives us something to sing about because verse 54 tells us that
verso 54 dice,
your statutes are the theme of my song during my earthly life.
Mm.
That is so powerful.
It says, canticos fueron para mí tus estatuas en la casa donde fui extranjero.
So the question is, when is it that we tend to sing?
¿Cuándo es cuando cantamos?
Most times when we're happy, right? Or in the shower, or whatever. Okay. As we make our way through life, the assurance of God's word and his faithfulness it fills us up with joy.
Yes.
Come on now.
Cuando usted enseña a Dios que es fiel, te va a dar alegría y esperanza.
And that takes us back to the very first benefit we talked about.
Beneficio.
It gives us joy. And it fills us up.
Uh-huh.
And this gives us much cause to sing.
Yes, yes.
Woo!
And I can testify because my refrigerator broke down Saturday. I woke up at 6 in the morning. My milk was bad. Mi leche estaba echada a perder. But I went to my room for my family, my grandbabies are witnesses, and I started turning on worship music, comencé a cantar canción de alabanza, and I just raised my hands up, and I said, God, you got this. Before the end of the day, va a haber un refrigerador. There's going to be a refrigerator because I've been through this.
Yeah.
And within, before the end of the day, I had a refrigerator delivered. But all I did was sing to him, worship him. Yahweh,
yeah.
Oh my God, I was just cantándole, and then I grabbed my grandbaby, y comienzo a bailar la alabanza con él, and he just looks at me, and you know what? What else can I do?
Yeah,
we got glory and thank him, and then next thing you know, he just give it.
The joy of
the Lord is
our
strength.
That's what, but I mean, I'm sure there were times before,
mm-hmm.
before you got to this place.
Yes, it's the process.
Yes.
I will cry and complain. And then I will say, but you're worth it.
Yeah.
But I will do all that, you know.
Yeah. But it's true, though. That's exciting
okay.
to me.
But it's okay. He still helped me. Though.
That's exciting to me because the Word of God gives you something to sing about.
La palabra de Dios te da algo que le des alabanza y le cantes.
Yeah.
And we got a hermano Enrique, alabanza, adoración.
Alrighty, good morning,
Buenos días, hermano Enrique.
Yes. A powerful, and then Ms. Victoria, and then Dr. Ortiz is watching.
Yes.
And,
Buenos días.
It was just Ms. Josie. It's
yes.
just beautiful.
Thank you. Y'all share
and Brother
the video.
Frederick mm-hmm. and Brother Danny.
I can't see mine, but
amen,
I'll check
amen,
it out later.
Amen. So thank you guys for like tuning in. There is a part two about these benefits, and we just want to highlight them today because
hay una parte de los beneficios.
I just believe that you know we really don't understand the benefits of what God has for us, and it's
en
not.
Veces no comprendemos los beneficios que tenemos en Dios en su palabra.
It's not hard to tap in. Just
no
open the word.
No más tienes que leer las letras de amor.
Just open
Love
the word. Yes. Yes, and these are promises too.
Son promesas,
God.
Son las promesas de Dios.
Yes.
Vida y muerte, life and death.
Yes.
Declárala, declare it. It's the bread of life. It's el pan de vida.
Yeah. It's so powerful though when you and that's why people say, you know, you wake up like that every day. Why not? I mean, I think for me, my revelation is that when you wake up and you really know that we know it's way more.
Cuando te levantas y sabes todas las promesas
you know
de Dios.
That there are 3,573 promises.
73.
How you going?
Las que ella sabe.
How you going to be?
¿Cómo no vas a estar alegre?
Yes.
Todas las promesas que Dios nos ha dado.
It's so exciting
to
know that I have 3,000 promises today.
Mm-hmm.
3,500.
Yeah.
Today, right now,
3,
that is like something to get excited.
excited about.
Come on,
y'all. Yes. So I'm just excited to know that we have that available.
Tenemos
so
esto.
I'm going to
yo
use
no
my authority, and I'm going to tap into every
ella
single
va
one.
Su autoridad y va a agarrar todas las
yes.
promesas porque
and you have
ella
to have
quiere.
This, you have to have this deal to,
tú tienes
to
que quererla.
And to tap into 3,000 per day. You gotta have it. You gotta have this anticipation and this, you know, this urgency.
Yeah.
Right? Because
yeah.
his promises are true and stand firm through every situation.
Yes. Porque su palabra nos va a
every
guiar,
situation.
Nos va a ayudar en todas situaciones.
Yes.
Su palabra, sus letras de amor.
Yeah. So just understand that, people of God, and
no
be encouraged
eso.
Today.
Sí.
I pray that this word encourages you to know that you has so many benefits.
Quiere que sepan que tenemos muchos beneficios en la palabra de Dios.
And we're only in Psalms 119. Can
y
you imagine
estamos en el Salmo
from the beginning 19.
To the end? 19. Imagínate si del comienzo al último.
Yeah.
Las
can
promesas.
You imagine?
Imagínate.
So, we just encourage you today to open your word and get into
abre las letras de amor.
Get into the love letter. Because I want to say this too. Just be mindful that no matter what the situation is when you're doing life, whether it's with people, places or things, and they say it's love, but if God ain't in it, it really ain't love.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is love.
Yeah.
So just be encouraged in that place because we are people that we always want what's not for us.
Exactly, porque muchas veces que queremos cosas que no es para nosotros y no son cosas de Dios.
But it's one thing about maturity.
Pero tienes que maturar.
One day you're going to wake up and say, you know what, if it's not from God, I don't want it.
Un día vas a maturar y vas a levantarte y vas a decir, si no son de Dios, no las quiero.
You know that you are on the meat and you have grown.
Cuando ya vas a saber que estás en la carne.
Yes, yes.
De la palabra.
Yes, instead of the why, baby, why.
En lugar como está como el visto, ¿por qué no tenemos?
¿Por
qué
eso? ¿Por qué no? So I'm just excited and thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Gracias
today.
Gracias por cada uno de ustedes que están aquí con nosotros escuchándonos.
We really appreciate your love and support.
Gracias por su amor y por estar con
and
nosotros.
For always tuning in to this amazing time that we have
sí.
here.
Thank you for being in the show.
Yes.
Gracias por estar con nosotros aquí en el show.
Yes. And if you guys would like to come and be a part of the Morning Deprimation
si quieren venir a estar en el,
and you want to fill up this roster
mm-hmm.
and come on the show and share your testimony, your
para que
you have a
dar
word.
Testimonio, si tienes la palabra.
Just however.
Oh, tu testimonio, si quieres venir a estar en el show.
Yeah, or if you want to have your own show.
O si quieres tener tu show tuyo.
Yes, because this is a studio.
Este es un estudio.
Mansion Media Studio.
Mm-hmm.
And you too can come and allow the Lord to use
YouTube.
You. Whatever day of the week.
Usar a ti también.
Yeah.
Si quieres que Dios te use, puedes venir aquí, tener el show tú mismo.
Yeah.
Misma. O si quieres venir a hablar de tu testimonio.
Yeah. You know, so we're just excited to just be here and encourage you guys to just, and even if it's not this, whatever God is calling you to do, you know, just, you know, continue to seek him.
Síguelo haciendo y buscando, sigue buscando a Dios.
And, you know, continue to stay in your word and God will show you.
Yeah.
He will run to you.
Estar en la palabra y te va a guiar.
Yeah, because it's all about the faith that we have. But it's not even in our faith. It's in the faith of what Jesus Christ has done.
En la fe de Dios que Dios ha hecho por nosotros.
So we stand up in his faith.
Le damos gracias en su fe.
That's so powerful.
Es poderoso.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. So amen. To God be the glory.
Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah.
Yes, gloria a Dios. So listen, guys, we are going to check out because we have more amazing things to do today for
mm-hmm.
the things of God. So you want to pray us out.
We have a Marine Park today. Y'all have Bible study.
Yes, at the house of glory, right, Mama Dolly? At the house of glory. So,
hay estudios aquí en la Casa de Gloria. What's
up? At 7?
A las 7.
Is it 7 o'clock? Or 7:30?
So if you're hungry for the Word of God, come to the house of glory at 7.
Yes.
And they're teaching the Word, Papa Jack and Mama Dolly.
Yes.
And if you want to go serve and you want to get out of the house, we got Marine Park.
Yeah.
El Parque.
Yeah.
And we do Bible study.
Yeah.
So, Father, we just thank you this morning. Te damos gracias, Padre, por tu palabra, por tu presencia. We thank you for your word, for your presence, your bread of life, that tu palabra, pan de vida. And, Father, I just ask, Father, that anybody out there that's watching, que cada persona que está allá viendo, que si no lo conocen, que le llamen. You, that they will ask for Jesus. They will call out to your name like I did, and you will come to the rescue. Tú vas a venir a rescatarlos. So, Father, we thank you that we could be free and just cry out to you, and you come to our rescue every time.
Amen.
Te damos gracias por tu palabra. We thank you for your love letters. I pray that you continue to guide us and lead us. Te doy gracias. I thank you for my twin sister. She's been a big influence in my life to push me to the next level in you. Que ha sido una persona que me ha ayudado a seguir al siguiente level en ti, Padre. For your glory, and allow us to continue to help others. And thank you for the unity
thank
here.
Yes.
Gracias por la unidad que hay entre hermanas and twin sisters,
amen.
Father.
Amen.
And it's all because of you. Y es todo por ti, Padre. Te damos toda la gloria, bendiga a todos los que están aquí en el studio audience, todos los que están, Papá, Dalis, Papá Jack, all of us, Father. Thank you for
thank
bringing
you,
us
Lord.
Together. We are so rich in family. Estamos tan ricos en familia de Cristo. So we thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing, for
hallelujah.
What you're getting ready to do, por lo que estás haciendo y por lo que vas a hacer para tu gloria. In the name of Jesus, amen. Gloria
amen.
A Dios.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Gracias.
Thank you
Chere
to the studio audience. And thank you guys
wow.
so much for being
love
here you. Today.
Love
we
you.
Love you guys.
Love
Father
you.
Jesus says, glory to God. Yes.
Wow.
God be the glory. And we love you guys so much. So
yes.
till next Tuesday at 10
yes.
a.m., we'll see you guys then. And tap into the benefits
yes.
that are for you.
Y agarra los beneficios que son para
yes.
todos ustedes.
Yes.
Que los quieran. You have to want it.
Yes.
Gloria a Dios.
Bye-bye. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
God be the glory.
Whoop, whoop. So, Papa Jack, are you ready for this evening?